Verano pasado fui a la Tierra Santa con mi hermana. La peregrinación a la Tierra Santa fue un regalo de los parroquianos de Santa Rosa para mi 25 aniversario de mi ordenación sacerdotal. Era un regalo muy generoso. La peregrinación cambió el modo como veo los lugares de la vida de Jesús. Esos lugares son muy real para mí ahora. En los días de Adviento, pensaba en Belén, pensaba en la iglesia de la Navidad, pensaba en el campo de los pastores. Belén fue la ciudad de la familia de San José, pero nadie abrió la puerta a la Sagrada Familia. Su familia rechazó San José y su esposa. Y en realidad, San José y la Virgen encontraron alojamiento en una cueva donde los animales habitaban. Estaba muy incómoda. Estaba muy pobre, pero estaba muy santa. Los pastores viven con sus ovejas en las cuevas como este. Por lo tanto, los pastores se sienten como en casa, en la cueva de la familia sagrada. Pienso la cueva de la San José y la Virgen fue como el pesebre en el vestíbulo de nuestra iglesia, casi debajo de la ciudad. Todo es humilde, excepto los ángeles de Dios. Los ángeles cantan la gloria de Dios. La Navidad de Jesús es la más importante cosa en la historia del mundo, pero solo el pobre y humilde del mundo viene a Él. Si queremos venir a Jesús fácilmente, tenemos que venir en la pobreza y la humildad. Es el camino de Jesús. Los ricos vienen más tarde. El camino está extraño para ellos. Por ejemplo, los tres reyes magos con sus regalos ricos vienen a Jesús tarde. Ellos preguntan las indicaciones de Herod el rey. Buscan un rey, pero encuentran un bebé en una cueva. Los pastores están allí primero. La casa de la Sagrada Familia es como suya. Es una cueva al lado de la cueva de la Navidad, donde San Jerónimo fue a vivir. Este verano celebramos la misa en esta cueva. San Jerónimo quiso vivir aquí donde Jesús nace. Me quise quedar también. This past summer, I went to the Holy Land with my sister. This beautiful pilgrimage to the Holy Land was a gift of the parishioners of St. Rose for my 25th anniversary of my ordination to the priesthood. It was a very, very generous gift that I'll never forget. The pilgrimage changed the way that I see the places of the life of Jesus. Those places are now very, very real for me. During the days of Advent, I found myself more and more in Bethlehem, returning in thought to Bethlehem, thinking about the Church of the Nativity, thinking about the shepherd's field. Bethlehem was the city of the family of St. Joseph, but nobody opened their doors for the Holy Family. His family rejected St. Joseph and his wife. In truth, San Jose and the St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin found shelter in a cave where animals lived. It was very uncomfortable. It was very poor. But it was very holy. The shepherds lived with their sheep in caves like that one. And therefore the shepherds felt at home in the cave of the Holy Family. I think that the cave of St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin was like the nativity scene in the vestibule of our church, almost sort of underneath the city. Everything was humble at that first Christmas, except the angels of God. The angels sang of the glory of God. The birth of Jesus was the most important thing that had ever happened in the history of the world. But only the poor and humble of the world came to him that night. If we want to come to Jesus quickly and easily, we have to go in poverty and in humility. This is the way of Jesus. The rich come, but much later. The way for the rich is strange. For example, the three kings, with their very rich gifts, come to Jesus, but later. They ask questions, they ask directions from King Herod. They're looking for a king. But what they finally find when they arrive in Bethlehem is a baby in a cave. The shepherds are already there first. The house of the Holy Family, where they found the baby Jesus, is like theirs. There is a cave right next to the cave of the Nativity. The Church of the Nativity is built over the cave where Jesus was born. And right next to it is another cave where Saint Jerome went to live. This summer on our pilgrimage, we were able to celebrate Mass in that cave where Saint Jerome lived, right next to the cave where Jesus was born. Saint Jerome wanted to come to live there where Jesus was born, in poverty and in humility, himself living in a cave of poverty and humility. I have to say that I wanted to stay there.